Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, November 12, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Republicans now one win away from a Senate majority. The Trump campaign launches yet another election lawsuit. New York brings back parts of the shutdown. The virus causing mental health problems among America's teenagers. COVID cases top 100,000 a day in the USA. Also ahead, how COVID beat President Trump. But first, Republican Senator Dan Sullivan winning re-election in Alaska after that state slowly tallied votes, meaning the GOP is just one win away from a clear 51-seat majority. Two runoff races in Georgia in January will decide which party controls the chamber, handing power over to either Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer as majority leader in the Senate. The Trump team filing another election lawsuit in Michigan, this time claiming Republicans were blocked from viewing the vote count. Lawyers say folks in Wayne County, that's Detroit, intentionally hid ineligible ballots from inspectors. Joe Biden currently leads Donald Trump in Michigan by 150,000 votes. New York Governor Cuomo unveiling a series of new COVID restrictions on bars, restaurants, gyms, wedding venues, other establishments. As cases climb across the Empire State, any business with a liquor license must close by 10 p.m. Infection rates in some places have doubled since mid-October, especially New York City and Long Island. A new study from the Department of Health and Human Services says a spike in clinical depression among America's teenagers is a big concern, rising from 10% in 2019 to 20% this October, a double. Doctors blame the increase on COVID, specifically social distancing, isolation, and staying home from school. New pandemic infections reaching 100,000 a day, totaling 10.5 million cases in the USA, 240,000 deaths. The positivity rate in places like the Dakotas and the Midwest hovering around 10%. Joe Biden suggesting a mandatory nationwide mask mandate could be coming. Such an order would be extremely controversial. In a moment, how COVID defeated President Donald Trump. That's next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. For months, I have been predicting that if President Trump loses the election, COVID, not Joe Biden, would have defeated him. Now, I have to walk through this with you. So, from the beginning, Donald Trump was trying to do a balancing act between public health and the economy. As everybody knows, the president did take action last January to stop Chinese people from coming to the USA because the virus originated in Wuhan, China. Mr. Trump also did that in Europe, so it wasn't like he was derelict in his duty. But the president did not promote mask wearing in an aggressive way. And eventually, as everyone knows, he contracted COVID. Now, as the virus got worse, and incredibly, it's worse now than it ever has been. As things deteriorated on the public health front, the opposing party, the Democrats, blamed Donald Trump. Okay, so it's Trump's fault. I mean, at one point, Joe Biden said every single person who has died from COVID in the USA, that's 215,000 human beings, would be alive if Donald Trump had not been president. Biden said that. Absurd, of course. But the fact remained that millions and millions of American voters, many of them women, are terrified of COVID. And when a person is terrified, the incumbent politician is usually in trouble. So states like North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Michigan, Illinois, all under siege right now. And last week, when people went to the polls, 76 million of them, more than 76 million, voted for Joe Biden. About 72 million voted for Donald Trump. Now, I've said all along that this blaming Trump for COVID was irresponsible and ridiculous. The president managed to keep the stock market from collapsing, which would have wiped out the savings of hundreds of millions of people. He managed to do that. And yes, he wasn't sowing panic, but everybody knew that this was a pretty serious situation. Not everybody, but anybody who was sane. And then in Europe, where they were very aggressive, wear the mask, don't come out of the house, all of that, they have a worse problem than we do now. So none of this added up. It was all about emotion, emotion. If you step back, I think Donald Trump did as well as he could have done with the COVID situation. And I applaud him for keeping the economy vibrant in the face of this horror. But 77 million voters disagreed. COVID beat Trump. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. There comes a time for every American president to vacate the Oval Office and return to civilian life. Some publish books, get involved in humanitarian efforts, even pick up painting like President Bush the Younger. Here's how a few former presidents spent their time after leaving the White House. First, Richard Nixon. After resigning in 1974, Nixon published a Watergate memoir. It became a bestseller. Mr. Nixon penned seven more books on foreign policy and politics. President Gerald Ford moved to Colorado after his short time in office, investing in the oil business before settling down in California, where he died in 2006 at the age of 93, a multi-millionaire. Jimmy Carter still spends his time on humanitarian issues, building houses for Habitat for Humanity. Ronald Reagan did not do much. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in the early 1990s, ultimately dying from the illness in 2004 at the age of 93. George Bush the Elder focused on global humanitarian issues like famine, AIDS, and earthquake relief. He even enjoyed skydiving up until his death in 2018 at age 94. Bill Clinton cashed in on a series of book contracts and real estate deals after leaving the White House. His foundation has raised more than $2 billion in the past 15 years. Finally, the Obamas. The couple have reportedly made, wait for it, more than $100 million since 2017. Not bad. Just three speeches to Wall Street firms earned President Obama $1.2 million. And here's something else you might not know. Not all former presidents are as fortunate financially. Harry Truman fell on hard times after leaving Washington. The 33rd president started a series of failed businesses, including a men's clothing store, and almost filed for bankruptcy. After his time in the White House, Harry and his wife, Bess, had to move in with his mother-in-law in Missouri. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.